Praise God. Book of Philippians tonight, if you have your Bibles, chapter number 3. You hold your own. Amen. Wonderful verses here. Paul opens up. Finally, my brethren.
Yes, Lord.
Chapter number 3. Finally, my brethren. And he writes 4 and 5. Sound like a Pentecostal preacher, didn't it?
Come on.
Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you. Amen. To me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Listen here. Beware of dogs.
Yep.
I remember when I was a kid, old Dempsey Carter, he was a retired sheriff or police or something like that. He used to come by and preach for us when I was a kid. There in Gilbert, and he preached on beware of them dogs. I'll never forget that. And he preached about all kinds of dogs. And I remember one of them he said was dirty dogs. Amen.
Yeah.
Listen here, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. I like to preach here tonight, if the Lord to help us or teach to us, whatever, what you want to call it. Amen. On my continuing here in Philippians on safeguards for the saints. Hallelujah. Some things are put in place a lot of times as a safeguard to keep us safe.
You're right.
And right here, some wonderful instructions. Amen. For the saints to stay safeguarded. Hallelujah. Amen. This word finally, amen. Paul sets down what we might all call the indestructibility of the Christian joy. Amen. You know, we're not on a playground. We're on a battlefield.
You got it.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
This is a battlefield we're on. Amen. And I love this. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Another place said, and again I say rejoice.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Hallelujah. The reason this joy is indestructible in the Lord, we can have joy because the Christian has joy in Jesus and not in things, praise God. You know why this world is so depressed and they're so up and they're so down? Because their joy comes from things.
Yeah.
Amen. And if you base your life upon things, when those things are taken away, amen, then it causes a different attitude in life. Amen. But if you're anchored in Jesus, amen. And I may deal with this at another time. Amen. But I believe there's biblical ways and biblical reasons to be joyful. Amen.
Yes.
But if we'll be joyful in the Lord, then when money is gone, you won't be sad.
Thank you, Lord.
When your car gets wrecked or when it rusts up and it's in the junk pile, you won't be sad. Amen. But Romans said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Listen to this. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine? Amen. What about a recession or a depression?
Yeah.
Nakedness or pearl or sword, as it is written, for thy sake? We are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
Yeah.
Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Right.
Listen here. I love this. For I am persuaded, listen, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is, where's our love at? Which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hey, God, where's your joy at? It ought to be in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And when your back hurts, praise God, you won't be sad because your joy is still in Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, God, I tell Bill Tommy, old Gary let me down this week, and I've been having to work double hard. Amen. And I got up this morning out of the bed. My back hurts so bad. I don't understand. Last 2 or 3 weeks, I've had a pretty good summer. I can't gripe too much, but the last few weeks, And when I get bent over, I can't get bent back up. Hallelujah. I catch it way down low there. And I didn't hardly think I was going to be able to make it to today. Amen. That's how bad it was hurting when I got out of the bed this morning. And I was just kind of praying along, and Michelle's put some Vital Freeze on there. And I took a few Motrin pills and trying to loosen up down there. And I've tried a little bit of everything, to be honest with you. Try to get that back to loosen up, Brother Anthony. I'm not saying I'm 100% well, but somehow or another, amen, along the way today, working pretty hard, amen. Had to cut honeysuckle up on that mountain. One of the hardest jobs I do, amen, was today, praise God. And I don't know how, but when I started off this morning, thank God, I was hurting pretty bad, amen. And I thought, boy, by the time I get off the scene, I'll never be able to preach. I even said to myself, about 7:38 o'clock this morning, I said, I might as well go ahead and give Brother Tommy a warning pen. Go ahead, be ready tonight. Amen. And some said, tell him go ahead and preach tonight. You're hurting too bad. Amen. And I come one out texting him, I hate doing stuff like that last minute. And I said, no, I'm just going to wait a while and see how I feel. Hey, God, I just prayed along the day and I said, Lord, amen, I've tried Bio-Freeze. Trying to loosen it up down there. I've tried everything I know. Lord, would you try to help me somehow today? Yes. Praise God. And somehow in the midst of working pretty hard today, as the day went by, I thought, well, amen, I don't know what's going on, but I'm feeling better, amen, instead of worse. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your joy in the Lord. Amen. Thank God. He's our source of strength. He's our source of help. Thank God, the reason depression or lack of joy in the Christians today is because they put their joy in money. They put their joy in people. Thank God, I want Trump to get in, but if Trump doesn't get in president, God's still on the throne. Come on, don't put your money in possessions. Your joy, rather, in possessions. Don't put it in positions. What your position is in the secular world, but put it in God. Amen. And if you'll put your trust in the Lord, great God, He's our source of happiness. He's our source of joy. I come to tell you, you can have joy when the world's upside down. If you got Jesus, you can have joy. Like I told you about that preacher, amen, who was preaching the gospel while he was sinking on the Titanic. I said, if Jesus is your source, you can have joy when nothing's going right. Amen. Yes. Yes. Well, that's good preaching right there. I may preach on that again at a later time. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hey, God. So rejoice. And again, I say rejoice in the Lord. Yes. That's point number one. Amen. That's pretty easy preaching. Hallelujah. Point number two. Not only are we to rejoice in the Lord, He tells us to resist the enemies, amen. Resisting, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Right. And beware of concision, amen. Hey, God, I come to tell us, Paul is telling us to be on safeguard. There's some things out there that would like to tear down your joy, amen. Right. There's some things out there that would like to tear you away from Jesus. Yes. And this is, I don't have time to really get into this, dogs. I heard old Dempsey Carter, he had preached an hour and a half. He preached an hour and a half on dogs one night. So, great God, that's a lot of preaching right there. But you know, dogs in the Bible represented low of low. Hallelujah. Amen. Deuteronomy 23:18. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God. Revelation 22:15. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolatries. So that gives you the picture of what the Bible teaches about dogs. Amen. The dogs that Paul was referring to were the Jewish leaders of that day who were perverting the gospel. Yeah, listen to me. It's the Oprah Winfrey's today. It's the Ellen DeGeneres. Thank God. It's the Benny Chickens today that water down and pervert the true blue gospel of Jesus Christ. Beware of them dogs. There's been dogs since Paul's day, and there's dogs today that would like to tear down, thank God, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ today.
You're right.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Woo! Beware of them dogs. Watch out. Amen for them professors in them secular colleges that would like to slip in. Thank God, their liberal agendas. Amen.
Right.
Hey God, watch out for them old dirty dogs. Amen. That like to tear down presidents' names off of buildings. Hey God, I better move on before I get myself in trouble. Amen. Watch out for them old dogs that would like to destroy the history. Amen. Of one of the greatest nations ever known to man besides Israel. Hallelujah. I like to tell you, beware of those deities. Evil workers, he goes on to tell us. Amen. What is that? They exaggerate the importance. Amen. Of God's word. They introduce fads. Hallelujah. We was downtown mowing the other day. And I don't know what it is, but all these guys are getting them man buns and long hair. Hallelujah. Hey God, maybe that's what I ought to do. I'd look better, wouldn't I? Hit me a man bun. Hey God, put a big old my hair bow on top of my head. Hey God, I tell you, church, fads and passions are so easily introduced. Let some Hollywood star put him a man bun, and all these young boys want to run around look like a woman. I come to tell us there's evil workers at hand today, and God said beware of them. Paul said, hey, I'm giving you safeguards to the saints. You better watch out. He'd like to tear down your faith. He'd like to tear down your joy. I come to tell us, church, beware of evil workers.
My Lord.
Helen.
Oh, yes, God.
Are you done? I ain't yet.
Oh,
woo! Praise God. Amen. Oh, thank God. Michael Jackson come along. It was first Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll. Thank God. And he took what he learned in a church house, and it made him filthy rich. Thank God, until he killed himself in an overdose of drugs. What about Michael Jackson? Did you know he got his start in the church house too? Him and the Jackson 5 or whatever it was, his brothers and sisters start singing in the gospel music in the house of God. Hey God, but you know what happened? Evil workers came on the scene, and he turned from singing gospel. Hey God, to the king of pop. Amen. And he began to moon dance, and he began to turn the United States upside down. Hey God, the Beatles come along, and they said, we're more popular than Jesus Christ himself. Let me tell you, the Beatles don't even exist. And probably, but maybe some of you older ones couldn't even name the people that was even in the group today. Evil workers, beware of them. They'd like to tear down your faith. They'd like to tear down a country. But I come to tell us, we don't have time for that. Amen. I got to move on here. I ain't never going to get to where I need to get.
Oh,
praise God. Amen. Beware of those. Amen. Of the concision. Hallelujah. Amen. What does this mean? Mutilation. Cutting into pieces. Thank God, the Greek word for this is two things. To circumcise, which means to cut or to mutilate. Thank God, Paul said they'd like to, amen, cut it up to fit their needs in the last day.
Right.
Have we ever seen such a generation that does not know God's word? They cut it up to fit their life instead of cutting their life up to fit the word. Thank God, did you know this Bible right here? It's meant for you to adapt to it and for not for it to adapt to us. There's so many versions of the Bible today. I couldn't even dare name them all to you. The NIV. Hey God. I mean, there's 20 different versions or more. Amen. Of the Bible today. You know why? Because beware of those. Hey God, that try, amen, to stir up, amen, concision. Hey God, they try to cut it up, amen, to fit their lifestyle. Beware. Let me tell you something of anybody that changes the word of God. No matter of how spiritual, it sounds. Beware of people that viciously attack. Amen. The scripture, the holy word can come down from heaven that we have. You better beware of people that change God's word. Amen.
Right.
They add to the page of this book. The Bible said to be added to them, they take away their name, shall be taken away. Out of the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah. Verse number 3, really where I need to get to. I'll try not to keep you too long.
Come on.
For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit. Woo! Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Hallelujah. Did you know that God is a spirit? And they that worship him, John said, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hey God, Lord, give us a people that's willing to worship you in this day. Revelation 19 says, starting at verse 2, for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and forever. Let me tell you something, from Genesis to Revelation, this word right here is full of worship. Amen.
Right.
And worship involves the greatness, amen, God, the gratefulness for what God has done for us. A drop of praise, one man said, I like this, is an unsuitable acknowledgement for an ocean of mercy that God has for his people. Did you hear that? Just a drop of praise. I seen Brother Daniel with his hand raised tonight. I seen Brother Tommy with his hand. I seen most of you in here tonight with your hand raised. What is that? That's praise. That's worship. Great God. A drop of praise. That's all we could give tonight. Amen. It's just a drop of praise. Lord, I thank you. Amen. For what you've been to me. But a drop of the praise that I could give him tonight is not even to be compared to the ocean of mercy that God has for his people. Hallelujah. Gratefulness. Amen. For what he's done for me. 1 Chronicles 29:13. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and we praise thy glorious name. Daniel said, I thank thee and praise thee, O God, amen, of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast made, amen, known unto us the king's matter. I come to tell us, church, he's worthy of all praise that we can give his holy name. Did you know even the animals praise him?
Come on.
Did you know the birds praise him?
Yes, buddy.
Hey, God. What is it, Revelation said, if I don't praise him, the rocks will cry out in my place. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Even animals of God's creation praise him.
Yeah.
Amen. Even the whales of the sea. Listen, according to National Geographic research. Hallelujah. Hold on. Amen. Great God tells us that a group of whales, amen, whales, humpback whales, can weigh as high as 40 tons, has a fascinating singing ability. Recordings have been made of the humpback whale singing in various pitches, in solos, in duets, in trios, and even choruses of dozens of humpback whales interweaving voices lasting from 6 to 30 minutes in praise and worship of our God. You say, I don't believe that. You don't believe the Bible. Psalms 148:7. Praise the Lord from the earth. Amen. Ye dragons, great God, and all the deep. I come to tell you tonight, the fish praise him. Hey, God. Hey, I come to tell you. I just told you the other night about that old preacher that sent them old wild birds free. Then that boy said, they're not worth anything. They're not even songbirds. And he said, when he opened that cage, he heard one of them scream out, redeemed, redeemed. All the earth praises and worships his holy name. And I come to tell us, church, it's the least we can do is worship him for what he's done. Hey, has he saved you? Has he pulled you up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay? I come to tell us he's worthy of worship. He's worthy of praise. He's been too good to me.
Worship involves consecration and reverence.
Yes, yes, yes.
The battlefield of this nation is not in the area of war, but it's in the area of worship. What we worship and value will dictate where our allegiance will be.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
The worship of man affects our planet. It affects our environment. It affects our legislation. Woo! What you worship affects who you are. The worship of man affects our decisions about abortion, about homosexuality, about drug abuse and the usage in this country. Amen. The worship of false gods of this world affect our lifestyles and our attitudes about life. What about Solomon, one of the wisest men to ever live upon this planet? He worshiped God until he took in strange and idol women. Those women that he took in worshiped idol gods, and it changed the very heart of Solomon. This nation was created. This nation was created by men that worshiped God. They left England, Brother Tommy, look it up. Did a great series a while back on our forefathers leaving England and landing on the Plymouth Rock. You know why? They was men seeking God. They was men seeking to worship God. But as we speak, right in our very sound of our voices today, men no longer want to worship God. They want to worship the world. They want to worship things. And it's changed the climate of our country. I said it's changed the climate of our nation. And what men worship is what they will become. We must be careful what we worship, for what we are worshiping, we will become. We must realize that a person is worthy of admiration, but only Jesus is worth adoration.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! Every Christian needs to understand that the purpose of our worship is to please God, be a blessing to God, and give him the glory that is due his name. The purpose of the church service, listen, is not to, and I realize that somebody said, well, do you get anything out of a service? This service is not really for you to get something out of.
Come on.
Woo! That put a monkey wrench in what you believe.
Come on now.
Woo! This service is really not designed for you to get something out of it. This service was designed for you to put something in it.
You're right.
Hey, God. Woo! And people who do not ordinarily put something in does not get something out. Hey, have you ever heard that person say, well, that was a dud of a service, wasn't it? We didn't have much of a service tonight. Well, I would almost be willing to say that you didn't put nothing in it. Hey, God, if you put something in it, you'll get something out of it. Hallelujah. It's not the pastor's fault. It's not the song leader's fault. It's not the prayer request taker upper's fault. But it's your fault that you didn't put something in it. Great God, help me, Lord. If I'm going to worship him, I've got to put something in it.
Good preaching.
Amen.
We was up in Amish country a while back. It's been several years ago. Sometimes things happen by luck. We was up there one time with Mr. Earl. And we just happened to get invited. That old guy invited us to his house. We went to the Amish man's house and sat at his table and ate dinner with him. That's never happened again either.
We just happen to be in the right place at the right time.
Yes, Lord.
Well, we was up there one time just out driving around. And Michelle said, look at all them horses and buggies. Man, they was horses and most of them was detached, but there was buggies, big old pile of buggies. And over here's a bunch of horses tied up to trees and fences and posts. And so what's going on? All of a sudden we hear the beautiful thing you ever heard. I couldn't understand a word they were singing. I guess they were singing in Dutch or whatever it is they speak up there, German Dutch. Amen. I mean, the beautiful old voice you ever heard, they was having a wedding. We stopped there side of the road. I'm sure they wanted to wave us on and tell us to get out of there, quit being nosy. We stopped there side of the road, and we listened to them sing. Hallelujah. One of the prettiest old things you ever heard. I'm sure it was probably a gospel hymn or something biblical related. But I know this, you could feel and sense worship in that because everybody came together and was worshiping him.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That's the purpose of the hymnal. Amen.
You're right.
Hey God, that's the purpose when we come to church. Hey God, we're not coming to entertain you. Woo!
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We're not coming see to leave and say, boy, amen, this and that happening now. Hey God, I tell you what we're coming for.
Yes, sir.
We're coming for everybody getting one mind and one accord.
Yeah.
And open that hymnal up and say, amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
You're right.
That saved a wretch like me. Hey God, we're coming to give you an opportunity to worship him.
Woo!
And to put something in this service. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Hey, like that old preacher and his son drove a long ways. Amen. To preach the gospel that time. And as they were leaving, hey, God, hello, boy said, Dad, how much you getting an offering? And he got some. Hey, it wasn't very much. And he told him how much it was. He said, sound me like you should have put more in. If you'd have put more in, you'd have got more back. Hey, that's the way it is in the house of God. You'll get out of what you put in it. I'm coming to worship. Hey, the Lord's been good to me. Maybe you wish my back was still hurting, but I feel like preaching now. I come to tell the devil, as Brother Russell McDonald says, shout it in the mouth of hell. God's been good to me, and I'm coming to worship his holy name. I said he's worthy of worship.
Praise the Lord.
Worship also involves confidence. Abraham knew that God would provide a lamb.
He knew it.
Woo!
Yeah.
Where are you going? He said, me and a lad's going up on that mountain. We shall return. He had confidence in God.
Oh,
yeah. Woo! I don't have time to preach on Abraham. That's not my theme tonight. But by that one verse tells us, amen, that Abraham knew he's going to have to sacrifice his son. Well, he done told him that they shall return. Hey, that's why Abraham's known as the father of the faith. Because Abraham believed from that one verse right there that if he had slain his only son, thank God, which he already in his heart purposed, he was going to do it. He was going to take the life of his own son. But Abraham had confidence in God that if he slew his own son, that God would raise him up again. Hey, and we shall return. And this son is the promise. I'm going to slay him, but God's going to bring it back. I come to tell us, church, you got to have confidence in your God, not in your ability, not in your world, but in your God.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
God, you got to have confidence that God will see to it.
Thank you,
right.
Lord. Oh, yes.
Woo! I got to hurry. There's no way I'll have time for all this. The citizens of Frederick, Austria, didn't know what to do. Napoleon's massive army was preparing to attack on this city. All kinds of ideas on what to do. It just so happened it was Easter Sunday. And the people had gathered to the local church to have an emergency meeting on what they were going to do. They knew Napoleon was just out of reach, and they were planning an attack on their city. The pastor rose and said, friends, we have been counting
on our own strength, and apparently that has failed. There's nothing we can do to stop the attack of Napoleon. As this is the day of the Lord's resurrection, let us just ring the bells and have our services as usual and leave this matter in the hands of God.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Yeah. Woo! My, my, my. Amen. We know only our weaknesses and not the power of God to defend us. Listen to this. So the council accepted his plan and the church bells rang and people start coming out of their houses, out of the village to have church. Amen. Hey, God. Amen. And the enemy, hearing the sudden peal of the bells ringing, concluded that the Austrian army had arrived during the night to defend the town. And before the services had ended, the enemy broke camp and turned around and fled the other direction. Great God, have confidence in your God. That's all Gideon had. Gideon only had confidence. Hey, God. Amen. Had an army of 32,000 men, but God whittled it down to just a mere few hundred. Why? Amen. Gideon, you don't need power, not by might, nor by power, but God said, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Hey, Gideon had confidence in God, and that was enough to bring victory.
Yes, yes, yes. Sure. There's so much I can preach all night on worship.
Good.
Worship involves us to comply to the Lord.
That's it.
Our problem is that we worship work, we worship play, and we play at worship.
Think of that.
Woo. God wants our obedience. Obedience to God is the essence of us worshiping Him. Help us to obey, Lord. I want to worship you, and I want to comply to what you want and not what I want.
That's good.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
How can we show our love and adoration for the Lord if we're unwilling to do what He asks us to do?
Yes. Amen. Yeah.
Abraham obeyed God and did what God commanded him to do, no matter what the task was. Abraham, go move. Well, Abraham didn't even know where he was moving to, but he packed up and he moved.
Sure did. Yeah. That's faith.
He was willing to comply to what God asked of him. Worship gives value to the one being worshipped. We show that value, amen, by our own obedience to the Lord, what we put our value in. Psalms 119 and 129, thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. Worship involves treasuring and placing value, amen, upon God's word and upon God. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I have found that emotion, one man said, without devotion is nothing more than a bunch of commotion.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. I've seen people like that. You're against emotion? No. I love to see us get more emotional. But emotion without a devoted life to God ain't nothing but a bunch of commotion.
Right. Amen.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
You'll get that in a minute. The place of worship should be of such character that it will be easy for men to find God and difficult for them to forget Him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Amen. I better hurry up here. It takes discipline and character to obey God and do what He says. Abraham learned from his mistakes and he put God's commands above everything. Hallelujah. What about Saul didn't do that? Amen. 1 Samuel 15 and 22. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams. God said, amen, to Saul, he wasn't interested in your sacrifice. He wasn't interested in the cattle and the sheep. He wants your obedience. It's better to obey God.
Yeah.
Worship also involves consistency.
Yeah. Right. Yes, it does.
I don't know about you. I'll be honest with you, I love Mexican food.
I'm not very hungry.
You like Mexican?
You know I do.
Every one of our kids are blonde headed besides Weston. He's dark headed. We ain't Mexican so much when we said he started looking like a Mexican. I don't know. I just like it. But sometimes me and Michelle, we've got certain ones we like. And any of you else know this. We go, Sister Ben, Dottie, and it tastes delicious.
Yeah.
And go back the next time and it ain't worth eating. Yeah. Not consistent.
Come on.
Anyway, I don't want to be that way.
No.
Hallelujah. A daily walk with the Lord is vital to a stability and a victorious Christian life. Seek God, love God, and be stable every day.
Thank you, Lord.
Every day. Hallelujah. Woo, amen. Worship. Great God. It'll cost you something. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these other things be added to you. Put God first.
Right.
I'm just about done here. Amen. Worship involves, amen, preparation. Amen. Our lives are to be prepared daily for worship by holy living and obedience to God.
Right.
Our minds, our emotions, we are to prepare ourselves for church.
Right.
You know what I do? I mean, you don't want to hear my boring stories, but the other day, I most of the time, it's an inconvenience, I go over here behind the old Shoney's building. It's a place back here called Dawson Thompson. And they sell that ethanol for gas.
Yep.
And I got a few cans, and I'll go over and I'll fill them up, and I'll run that in my weed eaters. Your weed eaters run way better on that ethanol-free gas. That's a good tip to you having trouble with your weed eater. Amen. But anyway, and so the other day I ran off and I had my can and it was too low and I didn't have enough fish today out. Sister Kathy had to bail me out and bring me a can. Amen. But I wasn't prepared for that day. You know, usually what I do the night before when I get in and I'm tired and I don't feel like it, but I got to get out there and say, I got enough gas for tomorrow. I got enough strength for tomorrow. I got grease to wheel my caster, grease my caster wheels up, amen. I got to prepare, hallelujah,
yeah.
Amen. That's what worship is. We got to prepare ourselves, amen. We got to get ourselves in tune. Don't just go to church after you come home from Walmart and JCPenney and walk down in the house of God on a Thursday night and Sunday. No, but prepare your mind. Find a place of prayer. Find a place of meditation. Get His Word open and read His Word. And prepare yourself for worship long before you ever come to His house. Amen.
Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Right. Amen.
Boy, I know this is a lot for one night.
That's the truth. Glory.
So true.
Amen.
Jesus.
A group of Ugandans began their worship. These people walk long distances to hear the word of God. Listen to this. And often do so with great personal discomfort. And as they begin their worship service over there in Africa, as they sit in anticipation for worship, these believers chant Boga, Boga, which is translated serious, serious. They believe worship and study of God's word is serious business. Does Boga, Boga, amen, describe your approach for worship? Is it serious? Serious?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Are you serious when it comes to worshiping God? Amen. And learning His word. Does it really mean something to you? Abraham prepared himself by taking the wood and the fire and the knife for the burnt offering. Hey God, we prepare ourselves for worshiping by staying in tune to God daily.
Yes, God, yes.
You got to have good conduct if you're going to worship God.
Yes.
I ain't got time to preach all these. You got to be complete. Give yourself 100% to God.
Come on.
Amen. Robert Kennedy visited the Amazon and conversed with the Brazilian Indians through a translator. The Indian had recently come to Christ, and Kennedy asked, "What do you like to do the most?" He expected an answer like hunting with a bow, arrow, fishing, canoeing. The Indian answered, being occupied with God.
Yes.
Kennedy thought maybe something was lost in the translation, and he asked his translator to ask the Indian one more time what he likes to do the most. Repeated was the same answer, to be, amen, occupied with God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Luke 10:27. Somebody help me on this piano. I'm done. And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Come on.
with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind.
Yes, Jesus.
Is he taking up all your time?
Yes, Lord.
Are you giving him everything 100%? Worship involves us to be clean. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. There's some things that'll hinder your worship.
Yes.
You don't have time to get into all this. Doubt, unbelief, it'll hinder your worship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
An unsurrendered heart, rebellion.
Yes.
And he said unto them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. You got to surrender. You can't have doubt. And an unsurrendered heart.
Come on, come on.
Right.
Somebody said when Jesus said, well, let the dead bury the dead, Brother Tommy sent me up. You sent me a text. In the Jewish custom, I love that. In the Jewish custom, when the person died, they'd anoint that body and wrap them up, and then in a certain space, they would come back.
A year.
Amen. A year, they'd come back and attend to that body. And he was saying, hey, my time's not up for my dad. He said, let the dead bury the dead. You got to surrender yourself to me.
Yeah.
Surrender, surrender, surrender. Surrender yourself to God.
Yes.
All these years of preaching the gospel, I've seen a lot come and I've seen a lot go. And most of the time, those that don't stick and they go, you know why?
Come on.
They're unsettled. They're not surrendered.
That's the truth. God help.
You got to surrender. If you're going to stick and you're going to serve God, you're going to be in this for the long haul, you got to go ahead and surrender everything to God.
Holy, holy Lord.
One man said, I got a wife. I just got a wife. I got to tend to that. Amen. One man said, I bought a piece of land. I got to tend to that.
Yeah.
The man said, I got to bury my dad. They were unsurrendered. Yeah. Amen.
Jesus, Lord.
Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him. Stand with me across this house here tonight. Unconfessed sin, if I regard iniquity in my heart, Psalm 66:18, the Lord will not hear me.
That's the truth.
Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. The devil will cause. He'll try his best to stop your worship. Resist him. Resist him. Resist him.
Yes.
Bitterness, jealousy, anger. Looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you and thereby many be defiled. Don't let anger and bitterness get in you. Amen.
Yes.
Lord, help me. Bow your heads. Let's pray a moment, Lord. I preached, Lord, the best I could here tonight. I thank you for touching my back. I really do. Amen. God, will you help these people? Lord, will you help us to understand worship is above everything? Help us, God, to really, really surrender to you 100% and worship and adore you. Above all else, he'll do it tonight. He'll find an altar here in this house and say, God, I want to worship you above all else. I don't want this world to hinder me. I don't want family to hinder me. I don't want possession, wealth, fame, money to hinder me. But God, I want to worship you with all my heart. You've been so good to me. You've been so good.
It's me and you.
Oh, God. help your people, God, here tonight.
On this altar where you lay, just to find it wasn't you, God, wanted me. And when I lay my eyes down with a broken heart, just to find it wasn't you who wanted me. Most of us, I dare to say, within us, in God's way. It's not your Isaac that